How would you explain someone feeling that they are not ready for an initiation?
They should fit to the requirements, but they have to be strict vegetarian, avoidance of all intoxicants, and good character. And also the exact theory, what is what. Don't find, follow blindly, but try to understand the theory, what it is. If that appeals to you, and you are ready for that, come up. God will give you.
Master said, don't, couldn't hear it? Come up on his and down on this one, please. Do you have the other speakers out in there? Oh, yes, thank you. Got them here? You can't hear back there? All right. Master ended up the answer to not follow blindly, to be of good character, agree to follow. I don't think I need any more. Just lay them right there. That'll be fine. I like to take the ones that are in order if I can. This, make up your own mind.
What is the valve or tantric path of yoga?
What path are you?
The tantric path.
Tantric, yeah.
Yoga of sexual contact toward realization.
We are concerned only with the natural way back to God, which is Surya Yoga. There are other so many kinds of yoga. So tantric Veda. Yoga is just to develop some power by mind force. And that is not the way back to God. That will only give you some natural powers to go by, which will stand in the way to realization of God.
Master says we're interested only in the natural way back to God, Sarat Shab Yoga, and not in the Tantric Yoga or other yogas, which are powers generated by mind and body forces.
Master, should we love all creation because God is immanent in every form, or should we regard the creation as a manifestation of Satan? As you tell us, mind and matter are from the negative power. Is the negative power an aspect of God?
Electricity has two functions, the same electricity. We are somewhere it burns fire, somewhere it freezes. Power is the same. So to two different aspects of God into expression power. First is positive, the other is the negative. The one which goes into expression. Both are required to have this creation to come up, to come into existence. So God is immanent in every form. You see, outer expression is that is the form of the other form of negative side. That is based on, of course, positive.
Did you get the answer to the question? Repeat it? Is it a hard hearing there? How's the hearing back there?
Do you hear, Joel? You're sitting behind. Hear my voice?
Master said that there are two forces in creation, the positive and the negative, the same as there is in electricity. The negative power is the outgoing power, the expression power used to create. The positive power that we're trying to follow is the power to withdraw to the higher consciousness.
Is it karmically wrong to use money that has been inherited?
That may be taken as a free action, the power to pay off debts.
Master, should one be initiated if one's husband objects?
First, God has united you that no power disunites you. Make your home sweet. Then, if your husband is not in favor of us, bring him round lovingly. Just place him into what the two facts are. Generally, they are not aware of what it is and they take objection only to save you from going wrong. They love you, that is, they don't want to take up something which may not be right. So if you bring them round lovingly and place them that thing in their hands, they will come round. But don't spoil your home.
Master said, don't spoil your home. Let no one, not even Master, split your home. Bring your husband around lovingly. The reason he objects is probably because he thinks you're becoming interested in the power of the devil or something like that. By example, you can, all probability, bring him around with Master's inner help.
What is the key to concentration? I have experience, but I can't bang onto it. I can't hit it hard.
There's no high note to concentration, except that you do it by regular practice. Concentrate, concentrate, and concentrate. In due course, you will begin to have more time in concentration than the other.
Concentrate, concentrate. I have a question here that says, when most initiates who are not able to rise above the body sleep, what determines whether they are taken to higher planes for instruction? Their love?
When they sleep, what do they mean? By sleep, what do they mean?
They mean bodily sleep.
Bodily sleep?
Yes.
Read again. No.
When most initiates who are not able to rise above the body sleep, when they sleep, what determines whether they are taken to higher planes for instructions? Their love, amount of time in spirit practices, also, if they do not remember the experiences, why not?
When you rise above body consciousness, you must be conscious, know what you see. When you see nothing, it may be that you're going to sleep. That will give you nothing. You must be conscious. At the time of sleep, and rising above body consciousness, daily we have been down to the eye, then go to the gullet and the navel. When we go to the gullet, then we see dreams. When you go to the navel, we have sound sleep. But this question was asked from Prophet Muhammad, do you sleep? He says, my body sleeps, I do not sleep. That's the differentiation between the two.
The difference, as you heard at the end, Prophet Muhammad said, my body sleeps, but I do not sleep.
Because they remain conscious. Even when you remain conscious, your body has the benefit of sleep because they rise above body consciousness.
Remain conscious if you want to have the spiritual experience. Otherwise, you settle at the throat chakra or in the navel. This is the dream area, and this is the sound sleep area.
I have a question here that I've been wanting to ask, but I didn't really think I should.
Let the worst question come up.
Will I see you on the physical plane again after you leave?
That is, depends to receptivity. In that case, you find that form materializes outside too.
Depends on your receptivity. You could see him within and outside too.
Yes.
Is it right to let children have everything they ask for, or does this cause spoiling?
I think any mother won't give pardon to the children. She will give only what is in his best interest.
Says that he believes every mother born probably spoils the children. She should give only what is best.
Could the master say something about the age of light or the Satyuga which is yet to come? There seems to be a worldwide spiritual awakening.
Suppose you know, how will it help you? Why not live in the living present, go up, reach your home? The world will last for tens of years then. That's only intellectual wrestling. That won't help you in any way. Take it that every day and night you're going to death. Be prepared before going to die. I take it that way. Yoga, the Vedas are given ages of different yogas, you see. By their, how far they are true or not, God knows, but they have given some ages. They say we are passing now the middle part of the Kali Yoga already. We are nearing to the, not nearing means doesn't mean 100 years, you see. That's thousands of years. So awakening is there, the golden age arises from the iron age. This awakening shows golden age won't fall down from heaven, that will come from the iron age, change in due course. Awakening is there everywhere, right in that.
Master said, how would it help you to know what's coming in the future? Live today. And I think as more of us rise above body consciousness, we'll realize that we're almost in the golden age at this particular time. Is it a hindrance on the path to be a professional musician if other work does not suit the individual?
Do it for profession's sake, but this outer music only will lead you to the end of the matter. The other music of the spheres which is going on within, that starts when you rise above matter. That will lead you to the world state.
Is it common to leave the body permanently during meditation? Did you mean never come back? Huh? You meant never come back.
In Surya Yoga, it is not so. In other yogas, when you control your prana's inside, sometimes you consider that dead, your birth, you are cremated, are put underground. No danger like that in the social yoga. You remain conscious. There are two kinds of samadhi. One is conscious samadhi, the other is the inert samadhi. In social yoga, you have got conscious samadhi. You know whether you have to go or not without the silver cord, which is based on the reaction of the past karma, that is not broken in the case of conscious samadhi. When you go, you know you are going, not broken.
Some types of yoga, when you leave the body becomes inert and you are cremated. Sometimes this has happened. Many people have been buried alive. But in Surat Shab Yoga, where you maintain your consciousness, there's no fear of this. but you will be notified prior to your death so that you can be ready for it. Don't be in a hurry.
I tell you one instance of Lahore. One man to the Christian church. He was a Sikh gentleman. He learned to die so that he may begin to live. He came home. He took some wine bottle, one glass full of wine, and put it opium in it. And put, "Oh Lord, I'm coming to you." The right interpretation of this, learn to die, that you may begin to, is something else. And he was very fond, he died.
Well, thanks, Master, for keeping us from drinking wine and opium.
Yeah.
The devout man, heard that you should learn to die so that you can, that you should learn to die so that you can begin to live. So he took a large glass of wine and he put opium in it and he died.
No, he prayed, "Oh God, I'm coming to you."
He prayed, "Oh God, I'm coming to you." And he did. There tends to be a strong tendency to worry over matters such as looking into the eyes of others and touching others. Could Master give the appropriate attitude also concerning chastity? What is the attitude one should take to avoid morbid worry over failure in this? We may be here all day.
Look to your mind. That's the reply. Your mind is chaste, touching water. If your mind is not chaste, the other will be poisoned. If the other is poisoned, you touch him, you will be poisoned. Thoughts are very potent. They react.
Thoughts are very potent. They react. Look to your mind. Learn to control it. This is really the reason we all want to be in Master's presence, because he helps us keep our mind positive. What was that? Ganaji said look to your mind. If it's pure, you will not be harmed. If it's not pure, it can harm you, because thoughts are potent.
If the other body is strong and passionate, then it will affect you. You are weaker.
If the body is strong,
society affects you. Society affects. It's better not. Yes.
I'm sure we know that society affects us and the environment affects us.
May a man and woman live together if they are chaste but unmarried.
If a man comes out of a tavern reading Bible, what do you think of him? They are really can have a chaste life. When two jars of bar and glass are put together, they'll break sooner or later, unless they are reasonable body consciousness completely. Not before. It is easy to say, but to live is different quite altogether.
Master said that you take two jars
of glass. And when you put it, they'll break.
They'll break. It's easy to think these ideals, but very difficult to do it. He doesn't believe it.
what is meant by the second coming of Christ and the dead and the living rising in the air to meet him in the clouds of glory.
The point is, has he ever left you? Has he ever left you?
Has Christ ever left you?
The birth of Christ, Christ is within you when you rise from body consciousness. Then you find that this is your rebirth into Christ is within you already. He never died, never leave you.
As you rise above body consciousness, you have your rebirth. Christ is in you, he has always been with you and in you. You have God consciousness.
First we did, when I was watching, there was a cloudy sky. It came to nothing. That August, month of August, the people did this. Christ had come down from us.
So last time when the Great Master arrived,
no, in 1955.
They prophesied that the Messiah or the Christ is coming through the cloud. So Master landed from the air, you see.
So he now lives with you, you see. Christ lived before Jesus. Also, you see, that power never dies. That's the word power, word made flesh. Words do change, but word does not change.
Christ lived before Jesus, the word made flesh. The power never dies, it never forsakes you.
Is the Christian Holy Bible the Holy Word of God, or are there many errors from translation?
That you know better. Originally was written something else. First of all, these were written long after Christ by different apostles. And further, they were translated into one language, then into another. So translations sometimes are not very correct. With little word of woman made two religions in Christian. The interpretation there.
The last part, Master, said that the little word of woman made two divisions in the religion to start with. That the translations, of course, are from one language to another, which all of us know is very difficult.
If you're a student of history, you'll know. Mr. Jones didn't know, I think. Yes.
When the religions lose what Master calls the practical man, the man that gives you an experience in light and sound, then the religion becomes just a form and a ritual.
One great man wrote, "Don't you read out history to me, for I know that must be false." Only such history can be true, is written by man himself. That is reliable. Even one event takes in this street, the other street man gives some other version, third man another version. So we have to take out what is the real things in that, the teachings given into the mouth of Christ. That is always perfect. History is sometimes statement, one gives that, the other gives that. Standing points may agree, but in detail they don't agree.
Is it permissible to share with other initiates prasad which has been given to you personally?
Prasad is given, to be very honest, which is given out of love, out of compassion, not out of obliging. When a master is pleased, then he looks with a gracious eye, that will affect. And for the matter of only prasad, will you master give me prasad? All right, have it. But that prasad is only turned into prasad if you eat a little and sit 1 or 2 hours for meditation, not before. Two questions made like that.
Master, as you know, is always giving open-handedly to everybody. prasad you're talking about here, he said, should be taken only after 1 or 2 hours of meditation.
What is the significance of the Christian Sabbath, the seventh day as told about in Genesis and in the Ten Commandments?
Well, it is given in your history, that's all right. I was not there at the time of creation of the world. I can't know. Well, God works 6 days and you are tired.
He must have been on the tour.
No, that is given. We say, all right, our 7 days, one man must work. It is for a guidance to us, you see. We are not God.
Last night in the Unity Center, your physical form appeared now and then as Sawan Singh's form. Does this indicate that the initiate was an initiate of Sawan Singh?
No, that form sometimes changes. You see the power working behind that manifest.
The form sometimes changes. It's the power of working behind the form that manifests. The power is the same. I've got enough questions up here.
The answer on the seventh day of rest in the Bible.
Yes.
I didn't repeat it.
So I told you I was not there. The first reply I gave.
Master said he was not there.
That's okay. Are the judge people to tell you all that?
Does the eating of chocolate affect one's inner experiences, as some satsangis say?
Even if you do eat more, that will affect your mind. Always look to your stomach. Leave a morsel, leave the table before still you are hungry. Then there will be nothing that will stand in your meditation. Leave table till you are not hungry, not all satisfied.
Leave the table when you're still hungry.
Yes, a mouth or two less.
And I don't think it'll matter whether it's chocolate or just chapatis.
No, one man came to one saint there in India, you see. He complained, I feel drowsy when I sit for meditation. Then he told him, look to your stomach. Another man came up to him and said, I cannot rise in the morning. Then again he said, all right, look to the stomach. Then he said, my mind runs away when I sit for meditation. Again he said, look to your stomach. When stomach is clear, you see, your digestion, you're wide awake, you can do anything. You can concentrate, you can stand up, you won't feel drowsy. This is the meaning of that. Usually it is prescribed to fill your stomach half and 1/4 with water. Let 1/4 remain vacant to breathe. Don't even you breathe freely. Now we eat to the full. Then what happens?
What's your problem?
What?
He'd like to have a comment on fasting.
Fasting is temporarily good, you see, give rest to the stomach. A man with heart work this hard day and night. You see, you give him rest, then you recoup. But general thing is, you see, it happened that Prophet Muhammad had 40 followers. One man had pity on them and attached one doctor to them to help them whenever they need. if anybody would take God's permit. That doctor remained with them for 6 long months, and nobody fell ill. Then he came to the prophet and said, "Dear sir, I have been here for 6 months. My service is not required because nobody won't take." He says, "So far as my instructions are there, eat 1 or 2 morsels less before you take, before you leave the table. You leave the table hungry, and daily exercise. You see, in the 5 prayers, 5 times, rising seven, that gives you good exercise too. 5 times a day. If you do 5 times each day, 25 times a day, you do like that, you'll have a good exercise. And also, do hard work on the way, not sit idle. And also put in regular time to be in communion with God. So that will save you all these things. Fasting temporarily, when considered, it is for doctor to say, to clear your stomach or anything which has been accumulated so much mucus in it. Fasting temporarily is all good, a day or two. And generally amongst the Hindus, they have every fortnight one fasting. Some have 1 monthly fasting, see. They take nothing whatsoever, not even water. Sometimes they take only fruit juice. That's the only thing. That is for the purpose of keeping you fit. See to your own self and the advice of the doctor. The less you eat, the better. Not too much less that you go sick. Not too much that substitute yourself.
Did all of you hear the story of Muhammad? Well, some man who wanted to do a great favor for him sent to Muhammad's camp a doctor who stayed there for 6 months. After he was there 6 months, he asked to be, if he could leave, because no one had fallen ill during this time. The result, and Muhammad said, if they will do as they have been instructed, leave some space in the stomach at each mealtime, do the religious exercises and also hard work, they should not get sick. And Master said fasting 1 or 2 days to clean out the system is good. Other times he's also said this will not help you rise spiritually. This has to be done through meditation. Dear Master, I've heard it said that it takes 1 week to regain spiritual growth lost from missing a single day's meditation. Is this true? Does this apply if one only gets in a portion of the 2 hours meditation? How long does it take to regain the spiritual growth lost if the diary form is not filled in for a single day?
This is a common sense question, you see. If your mind has got a habit, you see, and make the best use of the mind's habit of being a habit. Habit arises when you do a thing constantly, some days regularly. If you do that, that you'll form a habit. Whenever that time will come, naturally you would like to do that work which you have not done. So if you leave off 1 day, then naturally there's a path. Again, you have too little re-exert to bring you up to the power. There's no restriction of 7 days or 1 day, that depends on the condition of the mind. You must be regular, you may have less time, but put in regular time. The time will come naturally, your mind will require to be meditated.
Master, of course, said that the mind keeps pulling us away and pulling us away. But we should have some time each day.
What should an unwed mother do? What about the child? I think she really means an
unwed mother. Can be there be unwed mother?
Unwed, yes, sir. What should an unwed mother do?
Can there be unwed be a mother? Yes. Oh, they are not unmarried. They are not regularly married. That's another thing.
No, they are not regularly married.
But they are married. How the child can come out? Illegal way.
What about the child?
What about the child? No. He is responsible. He is charged. I know. I am not the law, government law in my hand, but the government has made arrangements for them, for unclaimed children.
So much
yes, government has got unclaimed children.
The master says you are physically wed, maybe not legally. You're both responsible. The government has made some arrangements for this, taking care of the child and for the mother, but it's the responsibility of the two people involved.
Could failures in thought during the day prevent experience in meditation?
You're all told to keep your mind occupied. Vacant mind is the home of devil. Any failures, naturally, they react, unless they're busied out. Diary is meant for that purpose.
Keep your diary for that purpose.
Master says, don't touch others. Exactly what karmic intercession or indiscretion takes place when we shake hands or embrace others?
That allowed me to reply. Already been replied this question just now, just before.
Yes, it has been replied.
Master says that had been replied to before.
How do we know when the picture of the master is what it should be and just not a mental picture caused by a mental impression? Must we go through all the planes to reach the image of the master?
That you judge by whether you are visualizing it or premeditating first thing. If any form does appear, then test it. You've got a testing machine with you. Repetition of the five charge names. If there's a negative, that will be driven away. Only such form will stand which goes to the highest. That form guides you from plane to plane until absorbs in the highest, in the two Father or Satnam, and further, word takes you to the wordless state. That absorbs himself there and makes you absorb there also. And world, Satpurush, will take you to the wordless state, which is inconceivable, indescribable.
Master says that as you rise above body consciousness, you will contact him on every plane, and that there are planes higher than Satnam, and Satpurush will take you to the worldless state.
Master, is it all right for a man, while observing strict celibacy, to choose another man for his companion in life?
There's no harm, but the word but there also.
There is no harm, but again, but.
There's a wise man who has it. This question put together.
Yeah. Would Master comment on the karmic influence involved in blood transfusion?
That does involve, you see, because other blood will have their own attributes and that will change your life too. If they are not compatible, the doctor don't give it. But without that, the effect, the man who has got those inclinations, you will find in the blood too. Your life has changed, manifested. You become a different man by thinking. I have found like that.
Master said, of course, if the blood is not compatible, you would die when the transfusion was given you. And when it is compatible in that it will mix with your blood, it will change your life to some extent. In another question and answer period, he suggested that you do this only as a last resort. Well, he said the blood would affect you, yes.
Do masters have a lotus mark on the sole of the foot? Which foot, right or left?
How will it help you? Tell me. Ask thy questions.
How does it help you to know?
Masters have sometimes both, sometimes one.
Sometimes both, sometimes one.
Our master had that thing, that's all. I bear testimony to it.
He bears testimony that masters have that.
There's a very nice question here, but I don't have my glasses.
You're not what meant.
We have time for a couple more. I've heard that you recommend that people... I have heard that you do not recommend that people practice meditation before being initiated. Is this true? Why?
If anything, suppose you have been drowned. People say you are blind. Then you will also be afraid of what is going to happen. Under proper guidance, everything is necessary. Even in the outer cases too, in the case when you rise above body consciousness, then there is more trouble.
Master said that without proper guidance...
Don't do it. It is, you see, you take a prana system, people put you on the ground. You won't return. It is natural way you are put in that case you have to return, but the other who sees quite senseless, they say he's dead. They'll cry. And you now too, then God knows what has happened to me. Under proper guidance, everything is all right. Don't break the door of heaven from the background. Don't break the door of heaven from the background.
Don't break the door of heaven from the back way. Can a soul be initiated by a living master into the Surat Shab Yoga after he has died and passed into other planes?
Not often. Only he can take care of if he's related to one who is put on the way. I do a very strong desire, yearning to meet the Master. He can come back to man body and be helped.
I think you all heard that you can come back again with a strong desire, meet a Master and be helped. Could you explain man-making and what one who is weak can do to be stronger in himself, in God, and in the world?
I think you heard that God made man after his own image. I think that you heard at least. That what does that mean? Whatever qualifications are in God, that should be in man, reflected in man. Now see what are the qualities of God. He loves all. He is merciful. He gives everybody food. He send equal privilege to all as sunrises. So those who have got these qualifications, you can call them hand. His love for all, you see, he loves everybody. High or low. Man is one who is of help to others. Main qualification. He loves everyone. He always works for the betterment of others. He wishes peace for all the world over. These are the qualifications of man. So what are the qualifications in God? How can we know? Those qualifications are reflected in the God-man. From there you learn what are the qualifications of God. You just study. You study the life of the God-man. You find reflections of those things. I may tell you the event of my master, Baba Saman Singh, Jai Maharaja. One man who was suffering from pulmonary tuberculosis, he went to Murray Hills, where our master was, SDO. He was on duty. But he was an atheist, that man. Doctor advised him to go to the Murray Hills for a few months so that he may recoup. He went around to all the bungalows out there. Nobody permitted him to stay in their bungalow because he was an atheist. He came round to the bungalow of the master. Master was not there. Some other man was there. He also wanted to live there, and that man refused. And he was going out of the bungalow. In the meantime, my master was returning from duty. He looked, one man was going out of his bungalow. He came and asked, who was he? He says, he came here, he wanted some place to live in for a few months. Then, and then all the Murray Hills, he has been around, nobody permitted to let him remain in the bungalow. And why? He was an atheist. And why did you refuse? Because of an atheist. And look here, poor fellow, if he does not know God, we know God is the maker. Give him the so these are the qualifications of God. We have any enmity with land, we want to kill him. He root out his root from underneath. But God, man is not, doesn't behold man to do that.
I think this would be a wonderful time to ask Master to give us a 3-minute silent blessing before we leave.
Sit down and treat members of all, that's all. Cut off from all your attention, from all sides. God bless you all. Yes.